You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Well, good afternoon, friends. Welcome to another edition of Natel Radio. We have with us our friend and co-host, Mr. Mike Russo, consultant to Natel Holdings. Mike, welcome back.
Hello, Dwayne.
Good to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Got a couple of press releases out this week.
Yes.
Let's take a peek at, let's see, we had one come out Tuesday. Talking Technologies reports initial positive results from mail by phone. It says for the past month, the company has allowed a group of over 5,000 individuals, ISPs, broadband phone companies, and other companies with more than 10 employees to test the mail by phone, and the results have come back very positive. Beta testers have been amazed at how well it worked. When any of their email accounts have mail by phone calls their office or mobile phone, reads each message in a natural-sounding, understandable voice in any one of 17 languages. They can then reply, forward, insert a signature, open an attachment dialog, and get a contact's phone number, all with a single voice command. That's incredible.
It is incredible. And, you know, the phone companies are excited about this because, you know, this the technology exists. I mean, if you have an expensive BlackBerry, you can pay for an internet service, and then you can have access to your BlackBerry email. But that's all. You don't have access to any other email accounts that you may have. So you're paying for internet service, and you're paying for the mail by phone service. So it's costing people $40 to $50 a month to have that service on their BlackBerry.
Hmm.
Now, the way Natel has designed it, for Talking Technologies, you don't have to have internet service on your phone. You will be able to do all of what you had just recited.
Mm-hmm.
All of that technology is available over your cell phone without paying for internet service. Therefore, it's going to be much less costly. And this is how Talking Technologies is presenting this to the cell phone companies. You know, Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, on and on and on. So that they can offer this to their subscribers. So the potential business here is absolutely astronomical. We had talked about it previously, the fact that if you just get one or two cell phone companies, they have 100 to 150 million subscribers.
Right. And they begin to promote it to their customers, making it available
right.
to their customers.
That's right. And if only 5% of those customers subscribe to just one option. Now, this is just one product. I mean, Talking Technologies is going to have 7 to 10 products to offer the customers. But if 5% of 150 million, that's 7.5 million, if they order just one product for $10 a month,
right.
You're talking about $75 million a month to be split between Natel and the phone company.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of potential we're talking about.
Boy, that is huge.
And it's very realistic. The technology's there. Technology works. It's a very simple application for Natel to supply to the phone companies. And it's just perfect. The demand is there. People are paying $40 and $50 for it today. A if you can get that for $10 or $15 a month, they're going to be able to sign up a lot more people. Plus, you don't need a special phone. Any cell phone will work. So you don't have to go out and buy a $400 phone.
Gotcha.
It's tremendous. And we're not far off from completing contracts. Presentations have been made. And conversations are going on. I have no idea how long it's going to take to get a contract, but it's in the active stage right now.
Hmm. Wow, that is... Well, the potential is really there. Just
a little time for it to come
to fruition.
I've said here on your show months ago that I have over 30 years of experience as an investor in buying small cap stocks. And I've never seen anything, any other company, that has the potential that Nattel has. Not only in magnitude, but also in speed. It's going to happen fast. Once it starts, it's going to happen fast. And you got to keep in mind that this is software that Nattel is selling. The software has very high profit margins.
Yeah, once it's developed, I mean, the cost of duplicating it,
pennies.
Yeah, the cost is behind you at that point.
Exactly.
Now, today's press release.
This is something that everybody's been waiting for the past few months. To finally get some of these big orders for Tugi.
It says, Tugi this week helped buyers and sellers complete the initial shipment of automotive parts and accessories. Buyer and seller have agreed to ship $400,000 per month.
Right.
The initial shipment is valued at approximately $200,000. A second shipment of this order is scheduled to be shipped in the early part of February. This is a significant step as we have experienced a great demand from all buyers over the past weeks for our steel, cardboard, plastics, and other large commodities. Initial shipment will take approximately 25 days to reach its final destination. Depending on overall product quality, this order will be recurring at $400,000 per month. We expect 2008 to be a significant one for Tugi as we have been working with suppliers to fill many other orders on a regular basis.
Yeah, this is really we'll call it a breakthrough because there have been a lot of delays with these big orders for Tugi.
Right.
And those obstacles now have been overcome. So all the business that has been held up by this big wall, the wall has now collapsed and all these orders now are going to start to flow through.
Hmm.
And this is just the beginning. And next week, it looks like we'll be able to give you an update on the steel order. And now the steel order is something, the construction of the relationship between the buyer and the sellers is different with the steel order. Nattel, or I should say Tugi, has a more active role, more hands-on role. They are going to be able to actually have a contract themselves with the seller and the buyer, which means it's much more concrete. We will be able to say a lot more about it, and the overall dollar value is much bigger than the auto parts, and the profit margins will be much higher.
Correct me if I'm wrong, steel is selling for over $300 a ton now?
Yes. As a matter of fact, back in the late summer, fall, steel was just about $300. And it has risen dramatically since then and has made the buyers very motivated to hurry up and get their steel. Plus, a lot of the steel is going to China, and you've probably read about the shortage of steel in China.
Right. no shortage of snow, but
a lot of trouble right now.
Yeah, that's really a freak storm. I mean, they've never really experienced anything like that.
Yes, it's so massive.
You know, it's the effects of global warming, I guess.
Yes, yes, probably so. So we're very excited about what's going on now with Tugi. We're extremely excited about the prospects here for Talking Technologies and the cell phone companies. And tomorrow or Monday, you will be able to see some video demonstrations of a lot of Talking Technologies products.
Where at?
On the websites.
Which one?
I will be giving you links. We will put out a press release to show everybody.
Okay.
The type of technology, the applications, and the links where you can see the demonstrations. That's going to be real exciting because people will be able to see the products themselves being demonstrated. And I'm talking about a lot of Talking Technologies products, including facial recognition.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes. And
Who will that be marketed to?
Actually, there's a couple customers right now that are working with Talking Technologies for their particular application. And they have been pushing Mattel to get this done, and they're as soon as they see these demos, they're going to be buying. I'll give you I'll give you one application right now, and then you can use your imagination until next week.
Okay.
Any facility where you have a ID card,
right,
or if you have a parking garage where you have a ticket,
mm-hmm,
when you pull your car in, and the parking garage I was very surprised to find out that those tickets have been counterfeited.
Really?
People walk in the garage, start up a car, they take the counterfeit ticket, put it in the machine, and the gate opens up.
Hmm.
So what Mattel has put together is facial recognition, where when you bring your car up to the gate, you look into the camera, introduce yourself, the gate opens, you bring your car in. You're the only one that can drive that car out of that shop, out of that garage. Because when you pull out, you look into the camera again, identify yourself, and it looks at your face. If it doesn't match, the gate won't open.
Hmm. Interesting.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of applications, and you'll see these demonstrations on video. We're trying to get it ready. It's pretty much ready now. We're just going over some final details, so we should have it ready for Monday.
So the press release with the links to the videos, that'll be out, you think, at least by Monday?
I think Monday, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And then everybody will be able to see what's going on and understand this technology. And our sales and marketing people that are in the field around the world, they're also waiting for this to show their customers.
Very good.
And this is just amazing what's going on now, Dwayne.
That really seems to be ramping up.
It really is. And this is going to be a completely different company 2 or 3 months from now.
Well, we sure appreciate you keeping us up to date and posted, and I assume we'll be talking to you again next week.
Yeah, things are going to start happening fast now. So you'll probably hear from me on a regular basis.
All right, Mike. Listen, thanks so much for being with us, and we look forward to that press release Monday and talking to you next week.
Great.
Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Celebrate, raise our hands, show our faith in God.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Dwayne Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions. You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.